Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is from the Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 1, the verses 5 to 17. Luke 1, 5 to 17. In the time of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah who belonged to the priestly division of Abijah. His wife Elizabeth was also a descendant of Aaron. Both of them were righteous in the sight of God, observing all the Lord's commands and decrees blamelessly. But they were childless because Elizabeth was not able to conceive, and they were both very old. Once when Zechariah's division was on duty and he was serving as priest before God, he was chosen by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to go into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And when the time for the burning of incense came, all the assembled worshippers were praying outside. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was startled and was gripped with fear. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to call him John. He will be a joy and delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to take wine or other fermented drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before he is born. He will bring back many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God, and he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the parents to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." My theme for this reflection is on unexpected hope and fulfillment. Unexpected hope and fulfillment. The opening chapters of Luke's Gospel unveil captivating narratives that serve as important reminders of God's unwavering promises to his people. Among these stories is the story of Zechariah and Elizabeth, a couple struggling with the anguish of childlessness in their old age. Yet mirroring the narrative of Abraham and Sarah, God chose them to play an important role in the unfolding of his divine plan. My dear friends, the Bible consistently reveals a pattern where God selects seemingly improbable individuals and employs unconventional methods to accomplish his goals. Whether it be the aged Abraham and Sarah or the questioning Zechariah, God's promises persist despite doubts and human attempts to chart an alternative course. In every instance, God remains faithful, demonstrating his love and commitment to his people. The story of Zechariah and Elizabeth offers an important lesson for our own lives. It teaches us that God often fulfills his promises in unexpected ways and at times when hope seems lost. Just as Zechariah and Elizabeth experienced doubt and questioned God's plan, we too may struggle with uncertainties and challenges that test our faith. In our own stories, God's faithfulness shines through when we least expect it. Even when we doubt or attempt to navigate life on our terms, God remains committed to his promises. Like Zechariah's period of silence, Moments of waiting and uncertainty may precede the realization of God's plan, yet in His perfect timing, He brings about fulfillment and turns situations around for our good. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of your life do you currently face challenges or uncertainties that may be testing your faith in God's promises? Number two, can you recall a time in your life when God fulfilled a promise or turned a situation around in an unexpected and surprising way? How did that experience impact your faith and trust in God? Gracious God, in moments of doubt and uncertainty, we seek the reassurance of your promises. Teach us to trust in your unwavering faithfulness, even when circumstances appear bleak. Just as you fulfilled your promises to Zachariah and Elizabeth, may our lives be testimonies to your unexpected grace and provision. In times of waiting, help us cultivate patience and unwavering faith, knowing that you work in ways beyond our understanding. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.